This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi stated that they had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Discussions included the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance participated in the meeting. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla highlighted the need to use technology and AI for record keeping, making debates and speeches in Parliament. He was speaking at the Governing Council meeting of the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, in Geneva yesterday. Mr. Birla is leading the Indian parliamentary delegation to the Assembly of the IPU. He noted that the world parliamentary fraternity had appreciated India's initiatives of a green, tech-driven and paperless parliament. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, issued revised guidelines for compounding of offences under the Income Tax Act yesterday. These revised guidelines supersede all existing guidelines on the subject and will apply to both pending and new applications from the date of issue. The guidelines aim to assist stakeholders by reducing complexities from the existing multiple guidelines, simplifying the compounding procedure and lowering compounding charges. Key simplifications include the elimination of the categorization of offences, the removal of limits on the number of occasions for filing applications, and the allowance of fresh applications upon curing defects. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita will be on a visit to Indonesia this Saturday and Sunday. He will attend the inauguration ceremony of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka in Jakarta on Sunday. This year is significant as both countries celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations and mark a decade of India's Act East policy, of which Indonesia is an important pillar. India has extended a new line of credit for 487.60 crore rupees to the Mauritius government for financing of a water pipeline replacement project. This is the first ever rupee denominated line of credit to have been extended by India for project financing to any country under the Indian Development and Economic Assistance Scheme, IDEAS. The project envisages replacement of approximately 100 km obsolete water pipeline in Mauritius. Veteran actor Devraj Roy passed away at the age of 69 in Kolkata yesterday. He had been suffering from kidney-related ailments. Devraj Roy made significant contributions to Bengali cinema. He made his cinematic debut in Satyajit Ray's Pratidwandi in 1970. Apart from films, Roy was a popular newsreader for DDK Kolkata and his voice captivated radio audiences in numerous dramas on Akashvani Kolkata as well. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has expressed condolences over his death. Cine star Tamanna Bhatia appeared before the Enforcement Directorate in Guwahati yesterday. She has been summoned by the ED in relation to a case related to alleged promotion of an online betting app. ED officials questioned her for 7 to 8 hours and after that she left office. The exact charge, if any, against her is not known yet. In Pakistan, the protests against a rape incident in Lahore turned severe as various incidents of violence, vandalism and arson were reported in various cities. According to media reports, at least 250 protesters were arrested in Rawalpindi yesterday. The police used tear gas to disperse students demonstrating against the incident. It said a security guard was killed and several campuses of the educational institutions were vandalized and set on fire. The protesters also clashed with the police. In cricket, New Zealand were 180 for 3 in their first innings at stumps against India on the second day of first test of three-match series at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were at the crease when stumps were drawn in the evening. For Kiwis, Devon Conway scored 91. New Zealand are leading by 134 runs against the hosts. Earlier, Indian team was bundled out for a paltry 46 runs in the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.